Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now, on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
Oh, it's just another ordinary Tuesday in the nation's capital, as a sitting president has used his Justice Department and his FBI to raid the home of his predecessor and possible opponent in his upcoming election, where the attorney general approved that raid against the man who denied him a seat on the Supreme Court. Of course, that attorney general didn't see the need to recuse himself. And we're just supposed to sit back and say, oh, everything's fine. I'm sure this is all legitimate. Buckle up. You ready for the next 4 hours? We are. Coming up at 6:35, Daniel Turner from Power of the Future will talk about the harsh realities of this climate bill, which, of course, they told us was going to reduce inflation. 7:35, Riley Moore is the treasurer of West Virginia, and he's none too happy with his senior senator. 8:05, Representative Jim Jordan of the Judicial Committee and Oversight Committee, and he is spitting mad about this raid on Mar-a-Lago. He joins us. You'll want to hear that. And at 8:35, Joe Concha, of course, with how the media is covering the events around us. Liz Matura, you probably didn't think you were buying into a day's news cycle like this when you said, sure, quiet week in August. I'll sit in there on O'Connor and Company. But Liz, thanks for being here. Good to talk with you.
Absolutely. Right. Hang tight.
Well, get right. Exactly. Hang tight and hold fast. And I want to start with that. The whole, you know, the scene in Braveheart when the enemy is, you know, coming, the English army with their cavalry, and they're like overwhelming, and the poor Scotsman there with nothing but kilts and pikes that Mel Gibson told them to make, and they got to wait for the right time to lift those pikes out of the sand and jab those horses. That's right. And all he just keeps telling them, hold, don't run, don't start yet, don't go, don't do anything stupid, don't do anything rash. Hold. Hold, and that's where we are right now. Because here's the thing. I saw people last night on Twitter and on social media. That's it. It's time for revolution. Oh, the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots. This is it. This is the call to arms. Hold. Yeah. This is, you know, in many respects, the outward nature of this outrageous, unprecedented, and completely inappropriate act is meant to provoke people. It is meant, you know, on January 6th, we make fun of this January 6th committee. This January 6th committee is incredibly revealing. Yeah, it's incredibly revealing in terms of their tactics and what they do. And if you notice, you know, have you noticed in any of these hearings where, you know, they start showing tweets from people and showing all these tweets and all these Facebook messages from just ordinary citizens who were angry. Yeah. And they said stuff that was, you know, pretty outrageous. It was pretty over the top. And those tweets are then used as evidence.
Look, Larry,
to
look,
show,
Larry.
Look what Donald Trump has done and look at what he was engendered. Everybody chill out. Don't become part of the problem and don't step into this trap that is clearly being laid here. Yes, be angry, but be smart. And let's just look at this rationally. Go ahead, Liz. You're dying to get in
there
here.
No, I'm just saying. That, I just want to say, you mentioned January 6th. Lord knows, if I didn't live 5.5 hours away from the U.S. Capitol, I would have been one of those one in a million souls down there that was not, I mean, we forget.
You wouldn't have stormed
about
the Capitol, but you would have gone to a rally.
But we definitely, there were a million plus people down there, right? We could talk about the logistics and all of that. I know that we've like literally litigated that over for the last 2 years, which is just one of those things. But we all forget that, like, that sense of, I mean, I've been in an abusive relationship, for example. When you go through something that shocks your conscious, that really rattles your, like, if you're, I mean, yes, for all intents and purposes, you have been lied to, or you believe you've been lied to, or that there are examples of fraud, abuse, what have you, you feel violated, right? And so if anything, you take that on a personal level to a national, albeit a international, I'll just say, rape of our constitutional rights, liberties, and now our electoral principles. It feels overwhelming, want us to appreciate how there is a reason why you feel this way, because right. our federal government is literally trying to go as far as they possibly can to, you know, have this long list of abuses and usurpations. It right. is the same thing 400 years ago. You right. know, okay. it's like but ridiculous.
But the difference 400 years ago is that we did not have the mechanisms and a constitution as flawed as those enforcing that constitution may be right now. Right. We have the mechanism to be able to even on days when we lose and even on days when those overwhelming powers trample us, we still have those constitutional abilities and the constitutional avenues to take. And that's what we need to do. So, all right. So let's set all that aside. Let's get into the details now. I didn't mean to send you off on a January 6th tangent, Liz.
I'm just saying that it's related to everything.
I recognize that. And that's why I'm telling everybody not to fall for that trap and not take the bait from them, because what you say right now will be used against all of us. Yeah. In the future. All right. Yesterday, federal investigators raided the residence of Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago. Apparently, it was a early morning raid. It lasted until 6 p.m. That's when President Trump put out a statement regarding this. They said they broke into his safe. They said they were looking for documents. Now, the details on this are somewhat sketchy. I do like all the people who are, you know, even some never Trumpers would take to Twitter yesterday and say, boy, they better have rock solid proof and cause in this warrant. Otherwise, you know, this is going to be a disaster. Let me just pause for a moment there. If you have to take to Twitter, these are people who don't like Trump. And if you have to say they better have rock solid cause for this search warrant, then we already are acknowledging that we have a giant problem here.
Right.
In the FBI and the Justice Department. Because when the FBI raids the home of a former president and future presidential candidate who will be running against the current president and the current administration, and you have to say, boy, there better be just cause, you're acknowledging that the FBI and the Justice Department is already politicized. Because it shouldn't even be a doubt.
Right.
There should be no shadow of a doubt whether there is just cause for this.
Right.
And even opponents of President Trump are out there saying, boy, I sure hope they have cause.
Well,
you're conceding the point by saying that.
I agree. And that is the frustration, that the Constitution has been trampled on another step. It's another step. It's another step.
Yeah.
Where you have the Fourth Amendment that has been, you know, codified. We're supposed to be following this, you know, reasonable search and seizure, all these different elements that we have been placed so that we have this, you know, castle doctrine, for example. I know that you probably talked to
the logistics. But I need you to hold, because I don't want to go down those routes right now. We got to talk about the exact story of the day right now, not the bigger picture. We've got four hours, Lizzie.
Full violation.
Recline back. We got 4 hours to get into all those details, but we cannot lose sight of the details of the story at hand. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has issued a warning to Merrick Garland. Actually, not just a warning, a promise that he will face severe scrutiny over his decision to approve this. I'll give you the details of that in a moment. I'll give you more details of Trump's statement, reaction to this, and what might be behind this as we cover all morning long this unprecedented day in American history, as a former president and future presidential candidate, by all appearances, has now been, his home has been raided and records from his home have been taken by the FBI and by the Justice Department. And we still don't have details from the Justice Department as to what's behind this. Crowds gathered outside the home of President Trump in South Florida, in West Palm Beach at Mar-a-Lago, to show their support for the president. Of course, he wasn't even there. Apparently, he was in Trump Tower in New York when this search warrant was executed yesterday in Florida. They did break into his safe as part of this investigation that we're told has to do with the handling of presidential documents, including classified documents. You heard that right. This appears to be, and again, we'd love to get even a cursory statement from the Justice Department. Oh, we don't comment on ongoing investigations. Oh, bullcrap. This goes well beyond standard operating procedure, guys. at the very least, you owe us some level of explanation as to the details as to why you were doing this, what you are looking for, and what law you believe has been violated that would trigger such an unprecedented response. You know why? Because the lack of information from the Justice Department will allow for people all over the spectrum, and this is an international story all around the world, to speculate on something like this. Outside of the confines of the United States of America right now, we look like a tin pot third world banana republic. And it's incumbent on the Justice Department and the FBI to step up and say, oh, this is totally legit. Here's why. Bing, bang, boom. And get it done. And they're not. And so, therefore, here we are. In a position where we have to say, well, what could possibly be at hand here? And it appears as though they're looking at a relatively obscure statute known as the Presidential Documents Code. This has to do with the president's handling or former president's handling of documents, the Presidential Records Act. And they think that there was some violation of the Presidential Records Act, and so therefore they raid a former president's house, Liz? That seems like incredibly thin gruel. And again, it takes 12 hours or something to get there, including breaking into a safe. And it makes people think, okay, this is a fishing expedition. They knew Trump wasn't going to be there, so they go in, they take whatever they want, and then they'll comb through it. Maybe they'll find something they can use in some other realm that has nothing to do with presidential records. Maybe they'll find something that connects with Liz Cheney, or maybe they'll just leak embarrassing stuff to hurt this guy politically. Either way, good Lord, what's happening before us?
You know what, Larry? I appreciate the fact that you can be a lot more calm than I, and I think perhaps this is the reason why we have this, you know, wonderful balance. But I'm not gonna lie, this has been a part of the 4, now 5, now 6 years of we are going to get rid of this guy from hell or high water. I was in the women's club of Chevy Chase when Jamie Raskin made his first speech as a newly elected congressman in 2016, was it, that said that he and the rest of his Democrat congressmen will do whatever it takes to get rid of this man. This is just one of the several million ways that, whether it's President Trump, whether it's, you know, Mayor Giuliani, whether it's the head of Project Veritas, I understand that it's not their details, et cetera, but we have to appreciate that this is, where is the final straw? And when I say that is not necessarily, okay, let's all just, you know, raise arms and rebel, but I think this should be a huge wake-up call for Democrats like my former self, independents like my former self, former ACLU supporters, to really speak up, you know, and sometimes only Twitter might be the only way that people have to express themselves. It's the reason why we have a concern about censorship. All of it's related. And I commend everyone who's been in this fight, but this is, what else are we expecting to see?
Yeah, well, the man who would like to be Speaker of the House after the election this November, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, he put out a statement late last night, about 9 o'clock at night. He said, I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. I think that's something that a lot of people like to hear from the speaker. There's also a lot of, you know, cynicism around that, because we've heard a lot of tough talk from Republicans in the past, and then when they get into power, they don't do a whole lot. Jim Jordan, should those investigative hearings take place, Jim Jordan will certainly be a key element to them, and he will be our guest later this morning at 8:05. You're going to want to hear that. A little bit more on what happened yesterday, this whole idea of the Presidential Records Act and why this is relevant, and why Merrick Garland should have recused himself from the beginning on anything involving Donald Trump. I'll lay that out for you as well. There's a lot more to come. It's a big day. Keep it here all morning long. It's 5:22. Fleischer said it very well yesterday. All I can say is the FBI better have the goods. This better be a slam dunk criminal case. Otherwise, the Biden administration and DOJ have crossed a line of no return. If they've got the goods, announce it. Otherwise, this search on a former president's home is a disgrace. And I want to reiterate, it's not just a former president's home. It's a man, for all intents and purposes, is already a candidate to run against this sitting president and this administration in the next election. That's a big element of this, too. Another element is Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland has a personal issue with Donald Trump. It is very personal here. Merrick Garland would have been a Supreme Court justice if Donald Trump hadn't won the presidency. Donald Trump personally revoked his nomination to the Supreme Court. He is now the Attorney General, and he's in a position to authorize or order an investigation into the man that kept him from the Supreme Court. That is a direct conflict of interest. He should have recused himself from anything involving Donald Trump at the beginning of this administration, but he refuses to. You juxtapose that against Jeff Sessions, Liz, recusing when he probably shouldn't have over the Russian collusion hoax that wasn't even a real thing. One other issue, Mark Elias, who is a nefarious individual out there in Democratic circles, he pointed yesterday to an obscure line within the Presidential Records Act that says anyone.
105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
5:37 on a busy Tuesday morning here in the nation's capital. Larry O'Connor with Liz Matori, keeping his company through the morning as we've got, well, we've got a lot to talk about. At 6:35, Daniel Turner, Power of the Future on this horrible climate bill the House might pass and then send to the president. 7:35, West Virginia Treasurer Riley Moore. He's your treasurer there in West Virginia, Liz Matori.
Indeed.
Yeah, you might want to ask him for a tax break while he's on the air. In the meantime, he's not real happy with Joe Manchin's behavior. 8:05, Representative Jim Jordan of the Judiciary and Oversight Committee. He's got plenty to say about this dominant story of the raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. And then 8:35, Joe Concha with the media analysis. Let's pick up right where we left off there, this idea that raid has something to do with the Presidential Records Act. A raid of Mar-a-Lago over the Presidential Records Act. This had to do with the insurrection. This has to do with, oh, they've got the goods on Trump. He led the coup attempt. No. It's the Presidential Records Act. Daily Mail has a really important breakdown of this. But again, I point you back also to this tweet from Mark Elias, who claims the reason that this is very important. I'll read you this line of the Presidential Records Act. This is 18 U.S. Code subsection 2071, concealment, removal, or mutilation of presidential documents. Anyone who has custody of such records, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or unlawfully conceals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. Now, whether that holds up constitutionally or not, would certainly, it's never been tested. We shall see. But when Mark Elias jumps out there and says, hey, everyone, look over here. Trust me, this guy is plugged in. This is the guy who created the Russian collusion hoax for the Clinton campaign. This is the guy who created the unprecedented voting procedures that we all experienced in 2020, thus, in my opinion, handing the presidency to Joe Biden when in any other year it never would have happened that way. So you should pay attention to that. The Daily Mail now has a complete and total breakdown of this idea of the Presidential Records Act, including a photograph of an unbelievable number of boxes of documents that have been removed from Mar-a-Lago, again, without Trump being there to oversee it either. And one wonders here, Liz, when you talk about classified documents and the mishandling of documents, I'm old enough to remember when a former Secretary of State who was also running for president was accused of mishandling files and documents on a private server outside of the federal code with regard to the handling of emails and documents when she was Secretary of State. I don't remember a raid on her homes. I remember polite negotiations and I remember the DOJ and the FBI agreeing to qualified immunity for her attorneys and her advisors so that even once they did hand over files and documents, nobody would be in danger of any criminal violations. Well, it really seems like they treat certain people in office differently based on what their political affiliations are.
I also remember Bleach Bit. I also remember, hammers, blocking hammers of cell phones. And back in the day, we had Blackberries. It wasn't that long ago, Larry. It really wasn't.
No, it wasn't. I also remember the shredding of documents in the basement of the State Department. I remember it was a shredding party, I believe, as the investigations continue. This is what angers people. This is why people immediately showed up outside of Mar-a-Lago last night, rallying support for President Trump, even though he wasn't there to see it, but I'm sure he appreciated. Look how the media covers this, by the way. They described, I'm quoting a headline now, "Horde of angry supporters descends on Mar-a-Lago." A horde of angry supporters. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. You've been to some of those love fests, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, people are there just as they honestly love the former president.
Yeah.
You know, they're there flying their Trump flags, you know, like rallying. A lot of people are praying. There are a lot of people are, you know, just in a positive spirit, to be honest.
Well,
if anything, they're just trying to show their support.
I do have no doubt that some of them were pretty angry as well they should be. I'm angry too. But when a group of people show up, they're not necessarily a horde. Alan Dershowitz spoke with Alan Dershowitz showed up on Newsmax. Joel Pollack wrote it up at Breitbart. Talking about this, he said that a raid is the method of last resort, and the onus will be on the Biden administration to show justification or anything obtained in the raid would be suppressed. In other words, if they don't have proper justification for these documents to do this raid, then most judges would suppress this. Now, of course, they'll find judges in Washington, D.C. not to suppress evidence. And even if they do suppress evidence, guess what? The FBI and the Justice Department is going to leak information to the media anyway. So even if it doesn't end up part of some sort of proceedings against Donald Trump, the world's going to know about it because this is what they do. How do I know that? Because this is what they've done for the last 7 years for this man.
Well, and then don't forget, we were talking to Heather about it. It's like, you know, this is also our protected constitutional rights as American citizens. Yes, he's the former president. Yes, he's potentially, you know, a future, you know, another person going to run again. But, you know, we're supposed to have these constitutional protections. But if you also, you know, go to the archives and look at the definitions of what these documents are, yes, they're presidential records, but they're also personal documents. Still, there is a modicum of privacy when it comes to these records. They literally... there's a picture of the boxes that they've collected over the last 24 hours. How many documents have been swept that are not presidential records, but they're personal?
That's right. And now they're going to have them, and they're going to go through them, and they'll keep records of them. And then they'll, oh, gosh, okay, turns out there was nothing here. Go ahead, and you can have your documents back. And then what happens with all of those private papers? We've seen what this Justice Department can do. Sadly, how many things have been leaked to the media? It's been politicized, and it's horrible. Again, the fact that anyone has to step up and say, boy, I sure hope they have the goods. The second you have to say, I hope they have the goods, you've already lost public confidence in the way the Justice Department conducts their affairs. And one other thing real fast here before we take a little breather. Where are all the good apples? Where are all those, you know, oh, don't malign the FBI and the Justice Department. Sure, there may be a few people on the seventh floor and there's some bad people, political appointees and career people. You talk about the boots on the ground, the men and women of the FBI who do the good work every day, and they work hard to make sure that they maintain the integrity of that institution. All the good apples who work at the FBI, they're just getting a bad name because of a handful of political operatives. Okay, today's the day to step up. Today's the day, good apples, to let your voice be heard. Today's the day for rank and file members to stand up and say, whoa. Say, well, why did he have all those documents? Well, I mean, because they're his personal papers. That you know, he's putting together his own presidential library, of course.
Right.
That's what all presidents do. Do you think that everything sitting at the George W. Bush Presidential Library is in some way, you know, not within the confines of the Presidential Records Act?
You know what's interesting? Guess who was vice president about, 6-7 years ago that has literally exercised his privilege to protect his documents as vice president?
Great point.
good old Uncle Joe Biden.
That's right. When he was running for president, we weren't allowed to see any of his documents. Yep. They were all locked away at the University of Delaware. How do we know that those were all appropriately obtained and retained from his presidency? I'll tell you how. Because this sort of thing is never investigated and looked into.
Gosh.
Nobody ever goes in and says, well, let's make sure that president only took the documents he was supposed to take for his presidency. And again, we're speculating on what this is really about because we haven't heard anything. Yeah. From the Justice Department. And they owe the American people even a cursory bullet point lockdown as to, okay, here, they owe us much more than that.
You know what,
they should show us the complete warrant and tell us exactly what was on this warrant.
However, you know, it's August in Washington. Most of them ought to be and probably are on vacation. Let's be honest.
No, not this August. Sorry, not good enough. I know. Oh, it's downtime in August. No, not when you do something like this. Here's Eric Trump, son of the president, yesterday.
I was, Sean. In fact, I was the guy that got the call this morning, and I called my father and let him know that it happened. So I was involved in this all day. And, you know, welcome to politics in the 2000s. Sean, my father never got so much as a speeding ticket in his life, you know, until he made one decision, and that's to go down the escalators of Mar-a-Lago and spend a lot of money and go and actually fight for this country for the first time. And he did a better job than anybody has ever done. And they started coming after him. The Washington Post, the day he won, 2016, the day he won, November 8th, that night they wrote an article. This is when impeachment begins. He wasn't president. He hadn't been elected for 5 minutes at that point. And they start, this is when impeachment begins. And then he's impeached the first time. And then he was impeached a second time. And they slandered him. They belittled him. You know, they went after him. They went after all of us. There's no family in American history that has taken more arrows in the back than the Trump family every single time. And you know what? It's gone on past politics. You look at the attorney generals, you look at district attorneys all over the country. All they want to do is they want to get Donald Trump. They raise money on it. They send fundraising emails about it. They brag on camera about it. They go after him. They subpoena him. I'm probably the most subpoenaed person in the history of the United States. Every single day we get another subpoena. And they do it for one reason. Because they don't want Donald Trump to run and win again in 2024. And Sean, that's what this is about today. To have 30 FBI agents, actually more than that, descend on Mar-a-Lago, give absolutely, you know, no notice, go through the gate, start ransacking an office, ransacking a closet. You know, they broke into a safe. He didn't even have anything in the safe. I mean, give me a break. And this is coming from what, the National Archives? Yet, you know, Hunter Biden, he's a firearms crimes, prostitution, illegal drugs, shady deals with everybody around the world. And by the way, it's all on his laptop for the whole world to see. In his own writing, in his own words, corroborated by everybody. Where are these FBI agents? Where is everybody? Why is it that the arrows only fly at Donald Trump and his family? Why is it that the political persecution only goes one way in this country?
Yeah, it's a great question, and there is no answer other than obvious. Obvious. It has to do with two systems of justice for two tiers of people in this country based on their political ideology. Frustrating. You can understand why the son of the president is angry and frustrated there. Still no comment from the FBI, no comment from the DOJ, no comment from the White House other than for the White House to say that they learned about it on Twitter. Liz, is it within the realm of possibility that the White House did not at the very least get a heads up that this was happening? That defies any credulity.
Well, maybe they were taking a nap, afternoon senior nap. Those are things. Those are legitimate things.
Yeah, are they?
Oh, my gosh. No, I also want to just shout out, golly, like, Eric Trump just buried his mother, like, 3 weeks ago, less than a month ago, you know? And, I mean, the strength of that family to go through all of that, I wouldn't be able to have an interview and have that strength to articulate that after doing that. More power to him.
We are going to continue covering this extraordinary turn of events in this country with sober reality, with facts, of course with passion, but also with discipline.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.